Extended Reader's Notes. Hi, my name is Momotastic, and I was thinking about how to do this properly to give credit and thanks to everybody who needs it. And I was contemplating doing it after every fic, but I decided to go with a separate recording to get it all done in one, so that if anybody doesn't like to hear all this information on the actual audio fic, they won't have to, but just to have all the credit there, I really wanted to record this. For the rest of this, I have a script, so I won't be rambling as much. So, here goes. I would like to thank, first of all, of course, Bev and Catherine for giving me permission to record this series. It was one of the first Murther fics I read after coming back to the fandom about half a year ago, and it just stuck with me. Partly because of the beautiful dance routines, because of the mind-blowingly hot mental image of Merlin as a pole dancer, and just the development of the relationship. If you'd like to leave feedback for the author, please find them on Archive of Our Own under the pseudonym Bevan Catherine. That's BEVINKATHRYN, or on their writing journal at silverwings2020.livejournal.com. Alternatively, just follow the links on the page from where you downloaded this recording, and you should get there just fine. If you would like to leave feedback for me, you can find me on Tumblr as Momotastic27, or on LiveJournal or Archive of Our Own as simply Momotastic. Or, as before, just follow the links on the page from where you got this. I hope you enjoyed my recording of this series. In some of the parts, I tried playing around with accents, just to give the characters different voices. And I'm not sure how much native speakers will cringe, but since I wasn't aiming for specific accents, I hope it's not too terrible or offensive. I'm also aware that I most likely mispronounced a few words as I'm not a native speaker. I tried to correct them all, but I'm sure I missed some. So, either way, let me know what you think. I'd really appreciate some feedback. Last but not least, all the songs I used in the podfics are featured in the videos to which Bev and Catherine linked in the stories to give the reader a reference for what Merlin's performances more or less look like. So if you're interested in, actually seeing the performance, check out the stories on Bev and Catherine's AO3 or their Live Journal, and just find all the links in the fic and click on them, and you should be led to YouTube, where you can watch them all. So the songs used are in chronological order. Part 1. Merlin starts his performance with "The Dog Days Are Over" by Florence and the Machine, which then morphs into "Cooler Than Me" by Mike Posner. Part 2. "Winter" by Antonio Vivaldi, performed by the Zagreb Soloists. Part 3. "The Lightning Strike, What If the Storm Ends" by Snow Patrol. Part 4. "Tu Trouveras" by Natasha Sampier. Part 5. "Clown" by Emily Sandé. Part 6 has "Wild Side" by Roberto Cacciapalla. Part 7 contains several songs. Author's ringtone is, of course, "Wings" by Little Mix. Elena's favorite song at the club is "How to Be a Heartbreaker" by Marina and the Diamonds. And Merlin's performance for Lance is set to "The Dark Days Are Over" by Florence and the Machine again, but I chose a dubstep remix by Produce and Destroy to give it more of a club vibe and to set it apart from Part 1's version. Part 8 features K56 by Cranes. And in Part 9 we have a few Christmas songs. First of all, Merlin's and Freya's performance is set to "Carol of the Bells," performed by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and while Merlin and Arthur unpack their Christmas decorations, Bing Crosby performs It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And then later, Merlin's private performance is, of course, set to I'll Be Home for Christmas, performed by Michael Bublé. Thank you for listening to the entire series or just parts of it. Thank you for listening to my rambling here for minutes on end. And I hope we'll hear from each other in one way or another. Bye!